Mr. Harbert. Hello, Mr. Arland.
Hello, Judy. We've been waiting for you.
Judy, we've just finished writing one of the songs you're to sing in The Wizard of Oz. And no one's heard it yet, so we've got our fingers crossed.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Will you teach it to me, please? Now?
Today, the U.S. Postal Service issued a commemorative stamp honoring the lyricist Yip Harburg, alongside his picture of the words, "Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue," a quote from the song the American Film Institute named the number one film song of all time. In addition to writing lyrics for the songs in The Wizard of Oz, Harburg wrote the lyrics for "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?", "It's Only a Paper Moon," "April in Paris," and "Last Night When We Were Young." His longest collaboration was with Harold Arlen. Harburg was born in 1896 and died in 1981. In 1999, I spoke about the lyricist with his son, Ernie Harburg, who co-authored a book about his father, and music theater scholar Dina Rosenberg, who's married to Ernie Harburg. What was Yip Harburg's role in The Wizard of Oz, besides working on the lyrics? Because he did more than that.
Yes, he did a lot more. At first, he conceived the idea of integrating the songs and the dances. He wrote all the setups or dialogue leading into the songs during that period, and then he wrote the whole section at the end where the wizard gives out the heart, the brain, the nerve, and finally he was the final editor, in which he put the whole thing together in a way that he was eminently gifted for, because he'd done that with Broadway shows as a show doctor on Broadway.
So Yip Harburg pushed to have the songs tell the story.
Yes.
And not just be added on to the story.
Exactly.
And the place where the songs tell the story, that's the most striking example in The Wizard of Oz, is the Munchkin Land sequence, where the house lands in Munchkin Land, and you've had Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course, the great song, but basically you've been in a black and white world where there isn't color and much music in the little girl's life. Once you get to Munchkin Land, you've got music all the way through it, weaving in and out of the whole story of what happened to that witch, and the good witch comes and the bad witch died, and you
ding
have to
dong,
go
the witch is dead.
And you've got to go off to see the wizard and follow the yellow brick road and that whole business. And in a way, you could think of it that, people credit rightly Oklahoma for setting a new trend in the Broadway musical in terms of the integration of elements. But here you have a film musical which is really integrating elements in a similar kind of way that was several years Oklahoma's predecessor.
The characters of the Cowardly Lion and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow are told through song. The characters are described through their songs, and the lyrics are wonderful for those three songs. Why don't we listen to Yip Harburg himself singing the lyrics he wrote to introduce those characters.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my thoughts I'd be hatching while my head was busy scratching, if I only had a brain. I'd unravel any riddle for any individual, in trouble or in pain. And perhaps I deserve you and be even worthier of you if I only had a brain. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the vim and verb. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve.
It's Yip Harburg from a CD called Yip Sings Harburg.
I think probably the most famous song from The Wizard of Oz is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And there's a great story, Ernie Harburg, that you tell in your biography of your father about how Yip Harburg suggested the idea of a rainbow to Harold Arlen before Harold Arlen actually wrote the melody for the song. So talk to us a little bit about the origins of the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Yeah. What made your father think that a rainbow should be in this song in the first place?
In L. Frank Baum's book, in the first paragraph, he describes a landscape in Kansas which has no color. It's all black and white and gray and dim, and Dorothy resides there. She's an orphan, apparently, and she has this yearning to grow and live in other places, and she's had in trouble there. And then Yip conceived the idea of a rainbow that she could think about, and Yip had the idea about, I want to get to the other side of the rainbow. And that's what he told Harold.
That you dare to dream really do come true.
My interview with Ernie Harburg and Dina Rosenberg was recorded in 1999. Today, the Postal Service issued a new stamp commemorating Yip Harburg.